Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
A song that perhaps defines a city, Sinatra, New York, New York, that might be it. Welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer joining you from New York City. The Oilers on a week-long road trip that, frankly, has not gone quite well. They've run up against two solid goaltending performances. That said, they've been chasing games against New Jersey and the New York Islanders. They close out their three-game roadie to the state of New York. They take on the Rangers tomorrow. That is an 11 o'clock puck drop Edmonton time. It won't be easy. The Rangers, like the Oilers last year, were a Final Four team, and New York has one of the best goaltenders in the world, Igor Shesterkin, who won the Vezina Trophy. This is Oilers Now. It's brought to you by World of Spas. Aching after a long day, World of Spas offers tubs designed with your relief in mind. Rest, recover, relax with World of Spas, Alberta's number one swim spa dealer. Visit worldofspas.com. The Edmonton Oilers practice today in New Jersey. Philip Broberg, and we hinted well, we all knew it was inevitable. He was coming up. He has, in fact, been recalled. We'll see whether or not he draws in. Of course, Jay Woodcroft, the Times, has deployed 11-7. The Oilers have dropped two straight. They've only won three of their last 10 games. And they need to get their offense going here. And this might be an opportune time to reunite Connor McDavid with Leon Draisaitl, partially because I don't think Draisaitl's at 100% right now. But Oilers and Rangers tomorrow. And we got a lot to get to on today's edition of Oilers Now. Elliot Friedman will join us for Abe's Door Service at 12:35 to provide his unique perspective on things from the Oilers Radio Network, Rob Brown at 105 today. And then Brendan Escott, who's back at the 630 Chad Studios, big part of the show, and myself, will have our Oilers quarterly report cards. And suffice to say, with the team 10-10 and a lot of people having Edmonton as a preseason consensus favorite in the Pacific Division, the marks aren't going to be super high. They'll be on an A, B, C, D rating, and away we go at 135 with that. Now, you can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Ring in the new year with Trooper on December 30th and Big Sugar on December 31st. Tickets and more information available at rivercreeresort.com. And you can text us at Ashley Fine Floors text line, the same number, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer, and tweet Brendan at Brendan Escott. Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. The top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling pertains to Philip Broberg. Whether it's heating or cooling, you need to get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Philip Broberg recalled, of course, it was Ken Holland who said on this show way back when, probably I would say a week after free agency close, that Philip Broberg, you know, was in a position where he kind of had to maybe not make the Edmonton Oilers at the start of the year. And unfortunately for Broberg, I think he played through a bit of an injury that derailed the start to his season, but he has been recalled. He had 2 goals, 4 points in 7 games in the minors. Marcus Niemelainen went down. Niemelainen does not have to clear waivers. It's clear if you watch the Oilers on a nightly basis, Niemelainen does provide Edmonton with some physicality, but the puck skills. If you're a parent out there and you've got a young defenseman, it comes down to this. You got to master the art of the 5-foot pass, because in this day and age in hockey, the way it's gone, you got to be able to move the puck. And one of the things that's holding Niemelainen back, which is not to say down the road he won't be back here and playing, is his puck moving abilities and his puck skills. So that's something to monitor. Broberg is going to come up again. I think the fact that they made an effort to get him here for practice today, to me, is a sign that he's going to be in again. Whether or not they go 11-7 and play Broberg, we shall wait and see. But we're going to get some thoughts on a bunch of different things as we go to the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear. Specialized to work with your business, outfit your crew from head to toe in Edmonton and in Fort McMurray. And this is audio from today. Jay Woodcroft has these comments on the Oilers sending Marcus Niemelainen down and recalling Philip Broberg.
Well, for Marcus Niemelainen, he's an important part of our future on the D in our organization. We want to get him up and running with playing a bunch of minutes down in the American Hockey League, the same way we got Philip Broberg up and running, playing a lot of minutes down in the American Hockey League, in the hopes that the more minutes for him leads to increased confidence. Marcus is a big, hard, heavy D-man that helps us out. Philip is somebody who moves pucks well, defends with his legs, is also a big body, and we're excited about him as being a big part of the future of our organization.
All right. Woodcroft also added some additional perspective on his message to Broberg at this time.
The good news for Dave Manson and myself is that we coached him in the American League. So we have an understanding of what his capabilities were at that level last year, where he was playing at a very high level the first half of the season in the American Hockey League. We've also coached him up in the National Hockey League. I think he's past the point of being overawed by the experience of just being in the NHL. I think he's come up with the mindset to be a contributing factor on a winning team. We don't want him to be anything but himself. He has certain strengths and certain gifts. We want him playing towards those gifts. You mentioned a couple. His puck movement, I would say his legs get him out of trouble. I think he's worked hard on his defending skills, and I just think he'll help us play a faster game. And you know, for us, that's the benefit of having a really good player in the American Hockey League like Philip, and we're giving him a try here.
Well, let's not forget that it would have been literally this, it might have even been on this date, you can check it out, but a year ago the Oilers were in Vegas in late November. And Philip Broberg and Cody Ceci, Broberg played like 22 minutes against the Vegas Golden Knights, and the Oilers beat the Golden Knights for the second time that year on the road in Vegas. And I remember it well because it was the same night that Alabama beat Auburn in the Iron Bowl, and that was a Saturday. And so a year later, that would be the same date, I'm thinking. But anyhow, I mean, this is a guy that it's been interesting what's happened with Broberg here. There's something there. Brendan, I'm going to bring you in here before we get to some comments from Broberg. Just on your thoughts, I mean, we don't 100% know. Like, I broadcast the game at the rookie tournament against Calgary, and I thought he got hit in the ribs with a puck. And I wondered whether or not, because from that point on, he didn't have the same explosiveness. And then we started wondering, well, did he put the wrong type of weight on in the offseason? Because we know he got stronger, but the guy can skate. I have watched him play twice in the minors. You know, he's clearly their best prospect defenseman down in the AHL. Where is your headspace at right now with what Broberg can theoretically provide the Oilers?
Well, he's that big body presence, and when you look at somebody who can make it more difficult for the other team to play, I know he's not necessarily known as a physical player per se, but at 6'4", you got to figure he'll be able to, you know, sort of disrupt things in his own end. And if he's able to calmly readjust to the pace of the NHL game, and he does talk about that here coming up, in terms of that 5-foot pass, in terms of being able to rely on his puck movement skills and let that confidence sort of ripen here at this level, then I think we've got some staying power. But I would like to definitely see how calm he's going to be, because I think that's, you know, that can be said about a lot of Edmonton's defense right now. When they get pressed, they turn the puck over.
Yeah, there's no question. All right, Broberg, shed some insight on where his health's at right now.
Yeah, injuries happen. It's what comes along with the game. And, yeah, I got through that now, and I'm healthy and 100% ready to go.
And he added these thoughts on his season so far.
Yeah, I'm just happy to be back playing again and being healthy. And like I said, I think I had a good stretch in the AHL now for a good couple of games, and I feel good in playing for him.
Brobert was asked about trying to assert offense against NHL players.
For sure, it's the best players in the world in this league, and like I said, I had a good couple of games here, and I feel good to go, and I'm confident in my game, and I'm gonna play good.
And he was also asked about what he was feeling most confident about.
Well, my puck movement for sure, good passes, and like you said, my skating helps me a lot, so yeah, just the overall game.
And Tyson Barrie, a veteran defenseman of the Edmonton Oilers. He's played over 600 games in the NHL. He's got 3 goals and 12 points this season. Had this to say on young players like Broberg handling big moments.
I'm still trying to make my way in this league. I'm still trying to figure it out. I mean, there's a couple spots in the league that are just kind of, you know, larger than life, and MSG is certainly one of them, playing the Rangers. And, you know, Broby's played a bunch of games, though, which helps for sure. And, you know, he's been around us the last few years, and he's got some experience. But, you know, it's like an exciting opportunity and in a great building. And, you know, we're looking forward to having him up, and I'm sure he can help our team. And I'm sure there'll be a bit of nerves and stuff. But, you know, once you make your first pass, you take a hit or give a hit, whatever, you kind of get into it.
All right, so that's Tyson Barrie of the Edmonton Oilers. We're in the Oilers Now audio vault for direct workwear. And Jay Woodcroft says there's lineup opportunities there for the taking with the Oilers.
I think there's opportunity not only for individuals like Broby or different people that are getting moved around the lineup. I think as a team, tomorrow represents a great opportunity against a stiff challenge to end our road trip the right way and head back to Edmonton feeling good about ourselves.
That is Croft, who also added an interesting perspective on what being more consistent looks like for the Oilers.
I think there's areas of the game that you want to see show up in your team game night in, night out. For me, I wish I could say that there's one specific thing that needs to get cleaned up. You know, for a while, our penalty kill took on water for a little bit. It seems to be headed in the right direction. You know, our net play at different occasions has left something to be desired. There's been games where we've struggled to score at 5-on-5. It's been small parts of our game that can improve. We've yet to do that for a long enough period. 7-3 to start the season was nice, but you know, in terms of the details that go along with the game, in order to have sustainable success, we're not there yet. We weren't there after 10 games. We're not there after 20 games. But the good news is we get an opportunity tomorrow to go against a very good hockey club, another Final Four playoff team from last year, and we get to measure ourselves against a real good team on the road here. I think it's a good opportunity. I think our guys are up to the task, and we're determined for the result.
And just to conclude our Oilers Now Audio Vault segment, here is Tyson Barrie on what the Oilers are lacking right now.
To pinpoint it, I think it's just probably a bit of consistency. You know, we'll play a good stretch of hockey, and then we'll play a poor stretch of hockey, even if it's for, you know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes or whatever. It seems to come back to haunt us. So that's something that we're going to have to fix. And we're 10-10, and you know, there's a lot of hockey left, so we're not putting too much pressure on it, but it's time to, you know, get consistent and start playing.
I got to start playing. There's no question about that. So, Brendan, do they go 11-7 or 12-6 tomorrow? What would you do?
Listen, if getting Philip Roberg in the lineup means you're going 11-7, then go 11-7, right? I don't think that your bottom six forwards are ticking well enough that I'm worried about taking any one of them out. So let's get another defenseman in there. You know you can rely on it.
Do you load up McDavid and Draisaitl?
Yeah, I think we would start that way. And if things slip away, then fine. But it's time that this team is able to jump another team. And I think that that's your best option at this point to do that. We talked yesterday about how else you juggle things at this point. Well, you see one call up here, and maybe that's the second part of the shuffle up.
Well, yeah, I mean, one thing I would consider, like, if they're going to play McDavid and Draisaitl together, this is going to upset the Puljujärvi fans out there. I would not have Puljujärvi with those guys right now. It's not working for him. There's no read and react game. There's no give and go game. I'm serious about this. I'd rather have someone, like, what I would do is I'd have three tandems. So I'd play, you know, McDavid and Leon together. And part of it is I don't think Leon's 100%. He had a high ankle sprain. He looks at times a little labored. Sometimes that can take several months. Rob Brown brought this up, and Rob's going to join us today at 105. But he talked about it being, you know, it can be 6 to 8 months before you feel 100% right. And I don't see Leon having the same explosiveness. I know, you know, he had a rough game, some rough moments the other night against the Islanders where he had multiple turnovers and on shifts and things like that. I think he's a little bit frustrated. I'd play Connor and Leon together. I would play Hyman and Nugent Hopkins together. They can also kill penalties together. And then I'd play McLeod and Fogle together, and they can kill penalties together. I'd play Puljujärvi with McLeod and Fogle on the Oilers' third line, which means I'm going to play Kostin with Nugent Hopkins and Hyman and probably play Janmark. I'm serious. Probably play Janmark. Because he's a consistent player. He's where he's supposed to be on the ice. He didn't have a great preseason. I think we can agree on that. But I'd probably look at playing Janmark there. And if the Oilers go 11-7, to me it's, you know, Holloway and Derek Ryan that would be on the two forwards. I don't know if Malone, you know, Shore was out last game, and I don't know if Malone against a quicker team like the Rangers ends up in the lineup. But time will tell. I don't have total insight at the stage, and they did a lot of two-on-two work and didn't run a lot of lines. So let's do this. When we come back in Oilers Now, it's 12:22 in Edmonton. Again, you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. I'll get, you know what? That was our game day lineup report for McGuire Financial. Have the right teammates on your side for your financial future for a free financial consultation. That's a free financial consultation. McGuireFinancial.ca is where you go. I gave you a look at the Oilers. When we come back, I'll give you a look at the New York Rangers, and then we'll get to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. From New York City, you're listening to Oilers Now. Welcome back, everybody. 12:25 in Edmonton. We go to a game day lineup report brought to you by McGuire Financial. Have the right teammates on your side for your financial future for a free financial consultation. Visit McGuireFinancial.ca. All right. So to the New York Rangers, this is what we kind of expect. The Rangers come in with a record of 10 wins, 7 losses, 4 overtime shootout losses. So they've actually only won 10 of 21 games. The Oilers have won 10 of 20, but the Oilers haven't picked up any loser points so far this season. Zibanejad centers Chris Kreider, who scored 50 last year, and Jimmy Vesey back with the Rangers. He scored 16, 17, and 17 goals over a three-year run, but has bounced around through Buffalo and Toronto and Vancouver over the last few seasons. Trocheck basically was signed to replace Ryan Strome in the offseason. He's with Panarin, and Barkley Goodrow, of course, won 2 cups with Tampa Bay. Panarin, 96 points last year. For the New York Rangers. The kid line, they have Hedl, a first rounder in 2017, with Alexis Lafreniere, the number one pick in 2020, and Kaapo Kakko, the number two pick in 2019. I think, in fairness, they're probably looking for more out of Lafreniere and Kakko. And then Ryan Carpenter, a fourth line center that I've always liked, a hard nosed, belligerent, undersized competitive guy, with Sammy Blaze, who plays with a bit of a chip on his shoulder, and Julian Gauthier. On defense, Keandre Miller with Jacob Trouba. Trouba last year had 11 goals, 39 points in 81 games. He was plus 25, and he had 88 pims. He's one of the biggest hitters in the National Hockey League. Ryan Ellingren, number 55 for the Rangers, you'll be watching the game tomorrow. He's a pain in the butt, too. He's with Adam Fox, who won the Calder or the Norris Trophy 2 years ago. Last year, Fox had 11 goals and 74 points. Zach Jones and Braden Schneider, two guys that at this time last year were playing for Chris Knobloch on the Rangers farm team in Hartford. And we expect Igor Shesterkin, who won the Vezina Trophy last year, to get the start. He's 10-2-3. Their backup, Yaroslav Halak, 0-5-1. Kind of tells you a bit about how it's gone for the Rangers. That's your game day lineup report for McGuire Financial. Into NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. Drew Shamahorn and the staff at Elite, Edmonton owned and operated, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
15 games going ahead tonight in the NHL with Calgary visiting Washington. Montreal's in Chicago. Ottawa in Anaheim. That one's an early start, I think already underway. And Winnipeg visiting Dallas. The Avs-Preds game tonight postponed due to a water main break that has significantly impacted the event level of Bridgestone Arena. That level does contain the dressing room and the ice surface. The coverage tomorrow of Oilers and Rangers starting at 9:30 in the morning. Reed Wilkins pulling an early shift, and then at 11 a.m. puck drop with Cam and Bob. Bakersfield wrapping up a six-game homestand on Saturday, tomorrow night in San Jose, or rather against San Jose. Oil Kings starting back-to-back games. They're on the road in Swift Current tonight and tomorrow, and the Golden Bears starting a home-and-home with Calgary. They are in the south of the province tonight, tomorrow at the Clear Drake.
There you have it. All right, Elliot Friedman's coming up for Abe's Door Service. He's one of the most plugged-in men in the business. But at 12:28 in Edmonton, at 12:30, you'll hear a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.